Let's return now to the link between vocabulary and success. The theory that knowing more words can help you succeed is nothing new. Since the 1930s, researchers have documented the connection between a strong vocabulary and academic and professional success. Dean Trembley, professor emeritus at California Polytechnic State University, supports the thesis that building your vocabulary enhances your chances of success. In his book, Learning to Use Your Aptitudes, Trembley states that a large vocabulary is more than knowing the difficult words. It is knowing the easier words more thoroughly and using them with greater precision. A powerful vocabulary gives you the facility to use the easier words more smoothly. As with grades in school, says Trembley, money earnings are related to vocabulary. Within each occupation, those with larger vocabularies are more likely to profit. Put a dollar sign in front of each additional word you learn. Perhaps the most influential researcher to explore the connection between vocabulary and success was the late Johnson O'Connor, founder of the Human Engineering Laboratory, now called the Johnson O'Connor Research Foundation. O'Connor was a Harvard-educated engineer who devoted his life to identifying and measuring human aptitudes and studying their relationship to a knowledge of English vocabulary. After more than 20 years of testing thousands of Americans of all ages, occupations, and levels of education, O'Connor concluded that, and I quote, "an exact and extensive vocabulary is an important concomitant of success. Furthermore, such a vocabulary can be acquired. It increases as long as a person remains in school or college, but without conscious effort does not change materially thereafter." Margaret E. Broadley is an authority on Johnson O'Connor's work and the author of several books on human aptitudes. In Your Natural Gifts, she explains how, as far back as the 1930s, O'Connor's Human Engineering Laboratory discovered, as Broadley puts it, a close relationship between a large, precise knowledge of English words and achievement in life. Worldly success, earnings, and management status, writes Broadley, correlated with vocabulary scores. In follow-up studies of persons tested as much as 20 or 30 years ago, a limited vocabulary is proving an important factor in holding men and women back from achieving the position which their aptitudes showed they should have gained. Broadley continues, and I quote, "A low vocabulary is a serious handicap. Ambitious and energetic persons can push ahead in their jobs just so far, but then they reach a plateau caused by low vocabulary. They never advance. And while youthful zest and high aptitudes can enable us to forge ahead despite low vocabulary, when we become mature, the world expects us to know something, and we are judged on knowledge rather than our possibilities. The world doesn't see our aptitudes, but it pays for knowledge because that can be seen." Broadley then gets down to the nitty-gritty. "There is a relationship," she says, "between the length of time a man stays with a job and his aptitudes, the money he makes, and vocabulary. Laboratory studies show that at middle age, the low vocabulary persons are stuck in routine jobs. Furthermore, when big companies have their shakedowns and mergers, too often the low vocabulary persons find themselves out on the street. Too often they place the blame on prejudice, inside politics, and personal antagonism, when the truth can be traced to low vocabulary. Only about 3,500 words separate the high vocabulary person from the low," Broadley concludes. "Yet these 3,500 words can mean the difference between success and failure." It is worth noting here that company presidents and upper-level business executives have consistently achieved the highest scores in the vocabulary tests administered by the Johnson O'Connor Research Foundation. As a group, executives score better than editors, writers, college professors, scientists, doctors, lawyers, psychologists, architects, and engineers, all high vocabulary occupations. The Foundation's researchers are not quite sure what to make of that finding, but they do know one thing. If you wish to succeed in your career, your vocabulary level must at least equal the average level of the members of your profession. If you wish to excel, your vocabulary must surpass that of your colleagues. As Johnson O'Connor said, "Words are the instruments of thought by which men and women grasp the thoughts of others and with which they do most of their thinking." To paraphrase O'Connor's assertion, words are the tools of thought. And it follows that if your tools aren't the sharpest ones in the shed, you can't realistically expect to have an edge in the struggle for success. There is one other point about vocabulary and success that I would like to clarify before we go any further. Researchers and language experts have known for many years that vocabulary is the key to success. But what does that really mean? It is true that various studies have shown that, particularly among business executives, English vocabulary level often correlates with salary level. However, there are many wealthy people who have low vocabularies and lack ability with language, just as there are many people who earn modest salaries, but who have excellent vocabularies and a wide knowledge of the world. The point is, if your only ambition in life is to make wads of money, there are ways to do that without building your vocabulary. Therefore, it is important that you do not equate building a large vocabulary only with padding your bank balance and diversifying your stock portfolio. Vocabulary is the key to success, but wealth is not the only yardstick of success. What I am talking about is a definition of success that encompasses more than salaries and investments. What I am talking about is your career, what you do and how well you do it, and also your personal development, how you can make the most of your natural abilities and achieve your goals in life. That is where a powerful vocabulary can help you. That is where knowing the precise meanings of many words gives you an invaluable advantage, a verbal advantage. What it boils down to can be expressed in two words: career satisfaction. Building a powerful vocabulary can help you advance your career because as you improve your skill with language, you will become a better speaker, a better writer, a better reader, and a better listener. And if you are all of those things, then you probably will be a more successful person. And if your successful verbal skills also translate into promotions, a higher annual income, and an enhanced professional reputation, that's wonderful.